It's Jefferson Public Radio. I'm Craig Shank with Stephen, Colin, and Tom of Blackie and the Rodeo Kings, who are on tour now in support of their latest release, Kings and Queens. And I'd like to start with this album. You've got a variety of guest vocalists, including Roseanne Cash, Amy Helm, Cassandra Wilson, and so many more. How did you end up deciding to go in this direction with the new album?
Fundamentally, we really love women. And we like
it's a good place to start.
Women, and yeah. We love women's music. You know, so many fantastic. Some of our favorite artists are the amazing women artists, and some of the greatest supporters that we've had from other, you know, as artists in the music world have been some of the great women artists who show up on Kings and Queens. So we thought it would be a cool idea to make a record with all of them, or with a, where there was a different female artist on every track on the record. And I should say Pam Tillis and Roseanne Cash were probably two of our biggest and most vocal supporters. And just the idea of wanting to do something with them because they were so great to us had a lot to do with wanting to make this record.
Sure. And you mentioned off mic that you had actually worked with Cassandra Wilson in the past.
We've worked with a number of the gals. I've worked with a whole lot of them. Yeah. I've produced a number of tracks for Lucinda Williams. The last time I was in this town was when I was playing guitar for Emmylou Harris. Worked with Cassandra. Roseanne sang on one of Tom's records, and Pam was a huge supporter of us. And so I played with Amy and Ola Bell, the band that she has. So there were quite a few people who we knew a little bit to start with.
And so that played into the decision on who to ask or who to
Certainly have involved in this project first.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Was there an approach to writing songs on this album that was a little bit different, or did you already have material prepared for these women who were going to be singing with you?
I don't know. There was more a sense of just, you know, we initially brought songs to the project, and then as we started talking about what might be possible and, you know, who we were going to, I know that Colin wrote a song with Ron Sexsmith that was really written with Roseanne in mind.
Yeah.
So it was a kind of a combination of a bunch of different things, you know.
Sure. And with this songwriting process, did you have anyone that you would have liked to have had on the record that didn't get involved or that you... Something just didn't work out.
Liza Minnelli.
Wanda Jackson.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There were a few people who we asked who couldn't do it or, who, you know, we could have probably made a whole album with a different cast as well. But in a lot of ways, the first several people who we asked all were enthusiastically positive in their response. And that kind of left us in a situation where the first six songs or seven songs we cast with the material that we had. Then at that point, it was a matter of, hey, we have this song. Who would be cool on that?
Yeah.
And the other chairs got kind of filled in that way. But we could have done, you know, maybe we'll it, a volume two, and it'll take 6 years to do it.
I know the writing definitely, as I was working with, say, Colin and Gary Nicholson on a song, Made of Love, definitely... It wasn't a wish list that I wanted Wanda Jackson to sing it. It was just, I pictured that character singing it. We ended up getting Xene from the band X, who knocked it out of the park, and who I'm just overjoyed to have her singing that song. Another song, my friend Colin James up in Canada and I wrote, If I Can't Have You, and he would just, as we were writing songs, he was just going on and on about Lucinda Williams. So that song... really was the birth of that song was with that voice and that character and that energy singing it. It ended up that she ended up singing it.
Okay, Eric told me to hold on for a second. I don't know.
You guys talk too much. Shut up, eh?
What? Hey, would you fellas stop talking?
Eric, you and those two doors.
Thank you, Eric.
Such a perfectionist.
An infectionist?
It's good to have him.
An infectionist.
No, perfectionist, not a defectionist.
Got to have someone to balance me out.
Cool.
You're excellent. You're very calming.
It's nice.
It's Jefferson Public Radio. I'm Craig Shank with Blackie and the Rodeo Kings. We'll get back to the questions in a second, but first, would you mind if we got a song?
Yeah.
Let's play Another Free Woman. We wrote this, Tom and I wrote this in Hamilton, Tom Lives, and Sarah Watkins got to sing on this tune. We got to sing with her on this one. She took all the money from the Northern Trust and she ran away from the hands of a no-good man. She wrote to her mama, "Don't you worry, none. There's a better road to heaven and I got a gun. A better road to heaven and I got a gun. Now if a bad marriage ends, it's true. If a man's a drunk and he's beating on you, in the morning the sun comes up to stay. And another free woman gets to walk away. Another free woman gets to walk away." She got an eye on the road and a Bible on her lap, and her fingers walking over a Great Lakes map. She would have got clear like a bird that flew, but the law's a man and he's a-waiting on you. The law's a man and he's a-waiting on you. Now every bad marriage ends, it's true, and the man's a-drunk and he's a-beating on you. The morning the sun comes up to stay, and another free woman gets to walk away. Another free woman. Sky and the moon looking down with a cold clear eye. The truck behind her was gaining fast, so she stopped on the shoulder just to let him pass. And she saw his face as the truck door slammed. There was murder in the eye of that no good man. So she reached in a Bible and pulled her gun. And one shot rang out in the rising sun. Now when a bad marriage ends, it's true, and the man's a drunk and he's beating on you, in the morning the sun comes up to stay, and another free woman gets to walk away. Another free woman gets to walk away. Another free woman gets to walk away. Another free.
It's Jefferson Public Radio. I'm Craig Shank with Stephen Collin and Tom of Blackie and the Rodeo Kings. They're on tour now in support of the latest album called Kings and Queens. The band's been around for about 15 years now. You've all had other projects along the way, though, that you've been involved with. How do you think your different backgrounds or musical sensibilities contribute to the direction that the band's taken over the years?
I kind of feel like, for me, it's almost the other way around, just working as a solo artist for so long that doing this and being part of an ensemble just really affects what I do as a solo player. So I guess you bring it back. I don't know, just dipping into so many different pies all the time. When we do get together, it generally reflects.
And have you ever had any difficulties coordinating your schedules, or you've been too busy with other projects?
Hell yeah. It's constant.
Well, we figured with me living in Nashville and Stephen and Tom about 40 kilometers away from each other in Ontario, That was a little too easy for us.
That was
us.
Too easy.
So we figured we would make it. So Stephen moved to Halifax.
I moved to Halifax.
Nova Scotia. That made it so that it made it just a little bit more assured that it would be really hard for us to travel and that there would be no possible way we could make money. So we figured that would be a good thing.
We're trying to get Tom to move up to Iqaluit. We'll see if that works out.
That's way in the north of Canada.
Yeah, it's good that you're open to challenges. And the band shares kind of a mutual respect and admiration for the music of Willie P. Bennett. What is it about his music that really speaks to this band?
Well, Willie, you're going to talk about it, Tom?
Nah,
yeah, go on, go on.
I just want to move fast.
Willie's our patron saint. We all kind of met him in different ways. Colin was his sideman for, what, 9 years?
Yeah, I played
guitar
with Will. But, I mean, he was really one of the greatest, most unique and most powerful songwriters ever to come from Canada. And Will kind of liked to be about a foot away from the spotlight. He preferred his life as a sideman, which he was to a guy named Fred Eaglesmith, another great Canadian songwriter. He preferred that to kind of, being out there, doing his own music that often. So he continued to perform. He passed away in 2008, but he was really great, and we just loved his songs so much, and we felt like we got together under the circumstances of wanting to be a tribute band to Willie P. Bennett, which I think essentially is really what we still are, even when we're playing our own music or playing other people's songs who we love. We try and keep Will's spirit with us.
It's an interesting way to put a band together, too. If you're all grouped around one person's music, it makes a lot of things easier. A lot of decisions get made just by the music you're playing.
Casts a pretty high bar, too, in terms of songwriting. I mean, Willie's, he was so great.
Yeah, and the first album that you guys did together was actually the tribute album.
Higher Hurtin'.
Yeah, we didn't think we'd do anything more than that.
Record a record.
Then record the record, yeah.
How did the first record come about? Was it just a conversation that you had, or was it something?
way more dramatic than that.
It was pretty dramatic.
Yes.
Well, it was a mutual thing. But, it was I just moved to Ontario from Vancouver, where I'd been for 10 years, and contacted Colin as somebody I wanted to work with and realized he was a very busy guy, so I came up with the idea of a tribute to Willie P. Bennett, this artist that I knew we both loved. And I knew Tom a little bit, but I only met him a couple of times. And
that very same day, before I had received Stephen's email, I was sitting at my table. I was still living in Toronto at the time, and my wife and I were sitting at our table in our kitchen, and we were in a situation where we were trying to, for our production company, put together a project. And we thought, wouldn't it be great? I mean, there were a lot of tribute albums around that time. Wouldn't it be great? And they were mostly to famous people. We thought, wouldn't it be great to do a tribute album to Willie? Because he's so great, the songs are so cool, and it would be an unlikely thing to do a tribute to someone who people didn't know. And we thought it'd be cool to do it where, instead of having 12 different artists, just maybe do it like a tribute band, because they had become popular. And then literally moments after, I received this email from Stephen.
It was
fairly dramatic, and we both knew Tom. I've known Tom since I was about 15, so... and Tom was in one of the greatest ever Canadian rock bands called Junk House, who were at the time were having hit after hit on rock radio, mostly in Canada, but in other places in the world too. So it was on the idea of doing anything more than a couple of days of recording was sort of, that was about what we thought we'd get from him, because they were really busy. And we wrecked his career, and so he hooked up with us.
Yeah. It's Jefferson Public Radio. I'm Craig Shank with Blackie and the Rodeo Kings. We'll be back after this. We're just building a break into this.
We're good at the trajectory.
Want to take a second to tune before we go and play the next one?
Yeah,
I think that we're... Because I'm a little bit funky.
Which is it going to be?
Do you want to do Bam Bap?
Yeah.
Bam Bap.
Okay.
Bam Bap. Bam Bap.
So how long have you been doing this?
I've been here at JPR for 8 months, but I've been doing radio for about 5 years now.
No, I'm not kidding you. It's completely the vibe and the voice that I would want to hear on public radio. It's really very great.
And this is actually a really cool sounding room.
Yeah, it is
room
a pretty cool sounding room.
We do these things. We've been doing quite a few of them since the record's been out. And this is just...
I'm okay right here, so I'm going to be singing this song.
Let me do a quick... I'll do a quick check. to make sure that the governor is happy with my performance. Gonna find her. I keep searching. That would be a good song for us to do. Like that Northwest lady. You know I'll bring her in someday.
Code.
Code. Code will find her. Code Duron. All right. We're ready.
All righty. It's Jefferson Public Radio. I'm Craig Shank with Stephen Collin and Tom of Blackie and the Rodeo Kings. Their new album is called Kings and Queens. Before the break, we talked a bit about someone who had influenced your music, but now that you've been established and around for some time, have you been able to see or hear your influence on the music of others?
Nope.
Not at all.
We don't know. We're such a bizarre combination. Yeah. We will not. We don't acknowledge or we don't question what we do, which I think is the way art and music and literature should be. It should be a free fall. It shouldn't be thought out. That's my personal feeling. As a result, we don't really sound like anybody else. So anybody trying to sound like us would be clowning around. I think they'd be stretching their.
If there was anybody who I'd say it's only. There's a great group from Ontario, Canada, named Harlan Pepper.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And they've spent a fair bit of time. They're young guys, and they're great, mm-hmm. and they've spent a fair bit of time listening to our music.
That's Tom's band.
Really?
Yeah. Harlan Pepper is his son's band.
Yeah, we played a song or two by them a little while back on Open Air, which is
they're great.
Kind of cool.
That's great. Good for you.
I would say, I don't know if they've actually been influenced by us, but I would feel okay.
They've had to put up with us. They're like 18 years old, right?
So, yeah.
So for most of their lives,
they've been influenced by your fridge,
yeah,
for sure.
Well, I suppose another question on that track would be, have you heard any covers of your songs that you've been particularly flattered by?
Yeah, there was one. That guy from Japan.
Some guy from Japan.
He did this really interesting combination, like two or three different songs, kind of wove them into one.
Yeah, it's really fantastic, lo-fi, interesting. And Stephen and I wrote the song that he did. Colin recorded, you know, produced it. But there's something in it that is like drags me in. It's like... boy, would I ever like to try that song that way. It was very interesting.
I forget
very
what his name is, but it's phonetically, it's something kind
of
like Johnny Cash.
And he couldn't get like quite get the
Chioni
words right.
Chioni Cash or something like that.
Yeah, so that's it's on YouTube. You have to look under Stoned. The song was Stoned that he did. So
yeah, we'll
and
see
he sounded pretty stoned the way it was recorded.
We'll see if we can find that and post that on the Facebook page for JPR. And it is Jefferson Public Radio. I'm Craig Shank with Stephen Collin and Tom of Blackie and the Rodeo Kings. They're on tour now in support of the latest album called Kings and Queens. Now, if you don't mind, could we hear another song before we get back to the conversation?
This is called I'm Still Loving You, recorded with Amy Helm. And boy, I swear it sounds like her and I have known each other and have been singing together all our lives on this. It's pretty magical. She's not here, of course, right now, so there's less magic. All these words that I've wasted on you come back to me, baby, when I'm torn up and blue. Oh, yeah, another day's through and I'm still loving you. The world's frozen over, there's dark nights ahead. Turn down the covers and I just stay in bed. Oh, yeah. Another day's through and I'm still loving you. Take down the star from your door and turn down.
TV. Throw away your ticket, girl. There's nothing left for you to see. Well, I followed the light from under your door, down the hallway where I've been before. Another day's through, and I'm still loving you. Yeah, 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 yeah. Town, and who will be holding you when my tears come down? Oh yeah, another day's through, and I'm still loving you. Oh yeah, another day's through, I'm still loving you.
It's Jefferson Public
nice
Radio.
Tommy,
but it's not the same without your corn machine.
Steven has a Wawa pedal. I don't know if he just got it or he's had it all along, but I call it his porn machine. Because when he puts that Wawa pedal on, I want to kind of dance around, and really nobody wants to see that. So it's just as well that he doesn't have his porn machine with him today.
And we can't hear it either today. It's Jefferson Public Radio. I'm Craig Shank with Stephen Collin and Tom of Blackie and the Rodeo Kings. They're on tour now in support of the latest album. It's called Kings and Queens. And remember that we'll also have an in-studio session next week with Catherine McClellan. So keep an eye on IJPR.org for details on that. And before the last song, we were talking a bit about someone who had influenced you and your influence on other musicians. But I'd like to ask a little bit about fans of your music. You seem to reach a pretty diverse audience. In fact, in 2005, the New York Times ran a piece on a list of songs that were on President Bush's iPod. Now, politics aside, it's pretty interesting to think about your role in other people's lives and in the way that people utilize your music. Is this something that you ever consider?
Well, you know, one of the things that's so great is that you hope that your music will have some positive effect on people's life somehow or other, even if it's just it'll make them a little bit happier, a little bit, you know, lighten their load a little bit, bring some kind of positive influence. So you just hope that whoever those people are who are listening to it, that the inherent love that you have when you bring to it and whatever comes from beyond you that's in there will have some kind of good impact.
Yeah.
And you don't, you probably don't
that
have
being
any...
said, that's all I'd like to say about that.
That's all you'd like. Maybe a touchy subject, but...
Well, it gave us something funny
to
talk about.
Sure. Yeah, and every single interview, it gives us something pretty funny to talk
and,
about.
And, you know, it wasn't any kind of magical thing that we did, but we did have a little bit of a hit in Texas around that time, so it must have happened that way.
Yeah.
You know.
I think it was a sampler.
Next.
Well, do you think it's possible to become accustomed to this kind of attention that you get from audience members or even from the press and getting recognized by people you don't know? Does that ever...
We'd like to have that happen so we can tell.
We'd like to have more of that. We'll let you know.
I suppose we'll ask that one next time around, too.
Well, you know, it's a funny thing. It's like... people who get lauded for being a great songwriter for a song that is a hit in 2011, but you might have wrote it in 2002, and if you were a great songwriter, you were a great songwriter in 2002, you don't think about that stuff too much because you're happy when you get it because it gives you, you don't take that stuff for granted at all. But we played last night in Eugene, Oregon to a pretty small crowd in a little church, and I couldn't have had a better time. I mean, it would have been wonderful for it to be packed for the promoter, and it was certainly enough people to make it feel like it was a successful show. But
you know,
how could it be more fun than that?
I know.
Really
as musicians and let me be bold and say artists. I mean, you move through the world with time and politics and religion don't have a lot of influence on your role and what you're trying to achieve on this planet at this time. Played for 1,000 people 2 nights ago. We played for about 45, 50 people last night. That has no influence on the joy that we have playing music together. And that's really the what we're here for.
And I imagine that attention in the press wouldn't impact you either. Is that something that you try to actively ignore? Or every now and then do you run across reviews that... maybe you aren't as happy with.
I've actually called reviewers and said to them that if this is the stance you're going to take, and if this you're going to make things personal, then come to my front door and say it to my face. And that's actually how I feel. Is if you've got something to say, then you can say it to somebody's face. If it's a dig,
I mean, everybody's got an opinion, You listen to one, you listen to the other. But in the end, if there's something going on and there's a spark, then it doesn't really matter. Sometimes it helps.
The bottom line is if it can help you, great. And if it can't, And you do your best every time. So you kind of feel like...
take what you need, leave
the rest. Yeah. And, everybody has, albums that somebody likes better than others. And everybody does shows that somebody likes better. And if you're actually giving them the best that you can every time... you know that there's going to be sometimes when it resonates and sometimes when it doesn't, but if you're doing something that is honest and that's real as best as you can be, then most of the time people have been pretty responsive to what we do, so we've been pretty lucky that way. I don't think there've been a lot of people who haven't gotten it. Some people like this kind of thing better than others. Sometimes it's not sometimes up in Canada, we've had some hits, so it connects with the public on a certain level there, and we've all been involved in projects that have been commercially pretty successful, mm-hmm. and others that we love just as much that haven't been.
And going back to your earlier question about Willie, the idea that this project came together, came together because of Willie's music, it kind of took some of the pressure off, it's not... we all have solo things going on and so on. We get together to play, as Willie would have said, take the music very seriously and don't take yourself seriously at all. And so we don't have to take it that seriously in that way, but the music's take it real serious. So it takes the pressure off.
And also when you're doing songs, I mean, we started by doing Willie's tunes, and when you're doing songs that you love, that you have no agenda at all, except for I love this song and we love this song and we love to play it. What's the big deal,
And that attitude goes out with the music too. People pick up on that, which is neat.
Yeah, so I think it really comes across on the records, and I can't speak to the live performances other than what I've seen here, but the ways that you guys are interacting and kind of glancing at each other, it seems like genuinely you're enjoying what you're doing, yeah. And it's refreshing to see, because sometimes it just seems like...
We've also been in a van for the last 3 hours getting here, so doing anything other than that's fantastic.
And the reason we're talking so much is we're prolonging the fact that we're going to be getting back in a van and driving another 6 hours.
It's Jefferson Public Radio. I'm Craig Shank here with Stephen, Colin, and Tom of Blackie and the Rodeo Kings. Their new album is called Kings and Queens. And earlier we mentioned that the band was really supposed to just be a one-off collaboration. How did it come to be that 15 years later, you're still making music together?
Well, part of that is because we don't understand things very well. It's sort of like a constant game of broken telephone. And so we haven't been able to stop because of that. When we came down here, we didn't realize it was Jefferson Public Radio. We thought that we were doing a show with Jefferson Starship. So we don't understand so well. So that's really how...
Just a lack of communication sometimes.
Yeah, they never told us to stop, so we haven't.
Yeah.
And what do you think you'll have planned for the next 15 years?
More of the same. Just keep going until the money's all gone.
That'll happen sooner than 50 years, I think. Wouldn't it be nice if we were all still around and healthy and playing music? If it were in the stars to do that, wouldn't that be just the greatest thing?
Oh, yeah. You know, I think I can speak for everyone. I decided I wanted to play music and write music and when I was 4 years old. And I'm sure that these guys were very similar to that. So I'll tell you that I'm going to the grave doing this. And when I die, I'm going to be known as, you know, a guy who played guitar and wrote songs. That's it. That's what I always wanted to do. So mission accomplished.
To quote our fan.
Well, guys,
that was Mission Impossible. No, that's something.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, guys, it's been a real pleasure having you in. If you don't mind, would you play one more song just to get us out here?
It'd be great. You want to do Got You Covered?
Yeah, let's do that.
This song, Roseanne Cash sings it with us on our record. I made it up with a great Canadian songwriter named Ron Sexsmith, and it goes like this. 2, 3, 4. If it's real love that you're after, if your heart's been put out to pasture and your smile could use a lift, I've got you covered. If your soul's starved for affection and you've been looking in the wrong direction and you just can't catch the drift, I've got you covered. If it's true love that you like, baby, I've got your back, I've got you covered, I got you covered. When your eyes are filled with sorrow and your mind can't see tomorrow and the stars won't guide you home, I've got you covered. When mercury is rising and your world has no horizon and you just can't crack the cold, I've got you covered. I'm at your beck and call. Before the next teardrop falls, I've got you covered, I got you covered. Got you covered, don't need no other lover. I got you covered, don't need no older brother. If it's real love that you're after, you can trade those tears for laughter and exchange your blues for gold. I've got you covered. Sam.
got you covered, don't need no older brother. If it's real love that you're after, you can trade those tears for laughter and exchange your blues for gold. I've got you covered. Got you covered, baby. I got you covered. I got you covered.
It's Jefferson Public Radio. I'm Craig Shank with Stephen Collin and Tom of Blackie and the Rodeo Kings. They're on tour now in support of this new album, Kings and Queens. Thanks so much for stopping by today, guys.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Shauna Simmons will continue open air next on Jefferson Public Radio.